You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
All this week, we're checking back in on stories that had a real impact on the country and real impact on people's lives. And one of the most heartbreaking came out of Joplin, Missouri in May. A tornado tore through that city.
House was shaken, and it was scary.
Don't have any power, no electricity, and no water.
Stories keep coming back in. It's worse than we thought. So we're just reeling back from all that.
Take a look. I mean, it's everything. It's just completely demolished. I mean, homes are destroyed. Families' lives have been turned upside down at this point.
We've all seen a dozen disaster movies, and that's what it feels like. It feels like a dozen disaster movies all rolled into one.
Nothing's ever going to be the same.
It's tough. No question about that.
What I've been telling every family that I've met here is we're going to be here long after the cameras leave. We are not going to stop until Joplin's fully back on its feet.
You got that axe? Yeah.
Careful, guys. The resiliency of the kids is an indication of the way they were brought up. They take that from their parents, and I'm very proud of the way that the entire community has pulled together.
We are a family. Family is who takes care of you, who looks out for you, and this community has come together as a family. Look what we can accomplish. Look what can be done.
We will recover and come back stronger than we are today.
The tornado claimed 160 lives in Joplin, Missouri, and nearly 1,000 were injured. And according to the National Weather Service, about 75% of the city was damaged. One of the people we spoke to back in May was Scott Meeker, enterprise editor of the Joplin Globe. He set up a Facebook page for people who couldn't reach their friends and family after phone service had been lost. Good morning, Ian Scott.
Morning.
Did we leave something out? What was missing from that montage of voices?
You know, it was really kind of hard to listen to, but I mean, I thought it was very well done, actually. Something like that, though, I mean, is really kind of hard to encompass into a 30-second soundbite, really, though.
Well, let me ask you then more explicitly: what is the storyline now in Joplin? I mean, it was first tragedy, fear, and then it became a story of survival, of coming together. What's the story now?
You know, I think probably hope would be the best word. I think it's 7 months out, and it's still, you know, very, very fresh in people's minds. But, you know, some of the things that have happened here have just been amazing in terms of, you know, people having pulled together and, you know, celebrating milestones such as, you know, building a block of houses or, volunteers, you know, sharing their stories. I mean, it's just been, you know, kind of heartening to see.
One of the voices that you heard at the top of this segment was we spoke with two teachers from Joplin. Susan Moore teaches kindergarten at Irving Elementary. That school was left in ruins. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And Regina Jones, we heard you talking about the fact that the city was now a family. He teaches first grade at Dunwegg Duquesne Elementary, just a block outside the tornado's path, and escaped serious damage. And Regina, let me begin with you. You had to have been getting questions when your kids returned to school about why me, why us, and not somebody else? Why did our school get spared and that one was left in ruins? Why did this person die in the tornado and someone else didn't?
Right. Well, we did. It was really a matter of we all got affected. We have students at our school. Obviously, we combined schools so that another school could use our building. So that's why we have two names on our building right now. And some of the students who didn't lose anything were still in buildings that were demolished and flattened, the Walmart or some of those places, and saw things that no one should ever have to see. So everyone was affected in some way.
Let me ask you, Susan Moore teaches at Irving Elementary. Your school was flattened by the storm, right?
Yes, it was.
Is it being rebuilt?
It is. We've actually been in on the planning committee just this past week on rebuilding a brand new, bigger school.
And do you feel as though the sort of togetherness that Joplin felt as you began to recover from the storm, Susan, do you think that's still there?
Oh, absolutely. Anywhere you turn, there's always someone there to help you if you need it.
Well, are any of them wearing a U.S. government? I want to go back and fact check President Obama's statement. Let me put this to you, Scott Meeker. He said that the government would stay there and support the people of Joplin long after the cameras left. Has that ended up to be true?
You know, certainly I think FEMA has played a huge role down here after the storm. I mean, in terms of especially of providing housing for people who lost everything. You know, you go out to one side of the town and you see, like, the community of FEMA mobile homes that have sprung up there, and it's kind of awe-inspiring almost. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds, just rows and rows and rows of these mobile units that have sprung up.
So let me go to you, Regina Jones, because one of the things we heard over and over was that comment that you heard from a voice out of Joplin saying, it's almost unbelievable. He was saying that it was like watching a bunch of disaster movies occur, but in real life. And how does that then become a coping strategy? How do you deal with that when you've lived through a disaster movie and then the cameras shut off to a certain extent and you're left in the wreckage? How do you deal with day-to-day life then?
Oh my, the story of Joplin is above all a story of hope. How can you not have hope? I spent the summer working at one of the resource centers that is going to be open for years. Actually, they've committed to stay open for a while. And over the course of the summer, there were over 10,000 volunteers from like 37-something-ish states and three continents that came through just that facility just in the summer.
All right.
It's incredible.
That's Regina Jones. Regina teaches first grade at Duquesne Elementary School that was escaped damage. Susan Moore teaches kindergarten at Irving Elementary, which is left in ruins by the tornado. Susan, when we spoke to you before, you were talking about your son who was a kindergartner at Irving, and he was you said he was incredibly scared. He was really shaken by what had happened. What's happened with him since?
He's doing a lot better. For a while, anytime it would rain, he would want to be right next to me. And not so much anymore. There were a few days at school that it's rained, and I thought, oh, my goodness, is he going to go to class? And he has. He's really bounced back. I've been very surprised.
You know, Scott, one of the things that we're asking all of our listeners to do is look back on the year and tell us what they think will be the most important stories of the year. And barring somebody who lives in Joplin, no one has suggested the tornado in Joplin, Missouri. Do you think that the nation has kind of forgotten what your city's gone through?
You know, I mean, it's part of the news cycle. I mean, once the, you know, like you said a while ago, once the, you know, national cameras turn the cameras off, it's out of sight, out of mind, and on to the next thing. But if you live here, I mean, there's, you know, it's our reality. And I can understand that. I mean, we were trying to do an end of the year package, you know, the headlines locally from the year, and it was hard to remember anything before May 22nd.
Huh, interesting. Maybe that's not such a bad thing. What do you think, Regina Jones? Maybe having the cameras go away is better for the city of Joplin.
I think the cameras help just to raise awareness. I don't think that we need to stay in a state of despair. I don't want that to be a message for sure. But the media does help in some aspects. The schools have had wonderful responses around the country, and the media has helped to bring that to light. So there's purposes as long as we don't stay wallowing in our despair.
Well, Susan, does this then become part of your curriculum, teaching kids about what happened in Joplin?
I think it probably will. Even in kindergarten, we've talked about it. We've talked about, you know, things happen for a reason. Like I said, when it rains, they kind of get scared. We've talked about that led us into, you know, we have to have rain. Rain makes things grow. And I think eventually this will become a big part of especially the older grades curriculum.
That's Susan Moore. She teaches kindergarten in Joplin. Regina Jones teaches first grade. Scott Meeker is enterprise editor of the Joplin Globe. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.